Hello, everybody. My name is Passive, and I am the creator slash writer slash everything of tf2tricks.tumblr.com. And I am here now creating a podcast for all you lovely, lovely people about pyromania, because I've got a lot to say on the subject, and quite frankly, I don't feel like really typing it all. And also, it's also kind of a Q&A kind of thing, so excuse me while I open up a little few tabs here. TF2 wiki and some other things. So I think I'm gonna talk about pyromania first. And I covered most of the days on my blog already, but I'm gonna just touch upon it here. Well, on day one, a new game mode was introduced called Doomsday. And basically, what it is there's this huge rocket in the middle that both teams are trying to load with Australium to launch Poopy Joe, America's monkey knot, into space. What it is the Australium starts out in kind of a central area, kind of same distance from two different spawns, and it's like kind of a neutral intelligence that once one team picks it up, they have to carry it all the way over to the rocket, where they then go up an elevator and load the Australium, and once they load it in there, it's good to go, the rocket launches, and blah blah blah. And if you can hear birds chirping in the background, I apologize greatly, there is a bird nest in one of my windows, and it's very obnoxious. It's a very fun game mode. I've had the chance to play through it a couple times before, for now, and it's actually really great fun. This is the first, like, real game mode since Payload Race, I do believe, because the Groot Keep, let's face it, does that count? Come now, does the Groot Keep count as a game? I didn't think so either. But so yeah, this is like the first actual real game mode since Payload Race, and if you can even consider Payload Race a real game mode, because it's more like Team Deathmatch. But in all honesty, who cares? Excuse me. So yeah, that was day one of the Pyromania update, and it was good fun. It was good fun. I liked it a lot. Day two, I also touched upon this in my blog, gave us a few new things. It gave us, and I'm gonna talk, it gave us three item sets, sort of, and a new weapon. I'm gonna talk about each weapon individually starting now. Well, the Scout got two new weapons. I have not used either of these, actually. All these updates are live, and I've only used two or three of these weapons. Actually, just two of these weapons out of, like, the six that exist. Six new ones, at least, that aren't just stupid reskins of... But anyway, Scout got a new pistol and a new scatter gun. Pretty Boy's pocket pistol. I don't know too much about it, but it sounds really nice. It really does. It's got plus 15% max health, which is wrong. Actually, it doesn't give you 15%, it just gives you plus 15 max health. When you have it equipped, you never take fall damage. And you have 25% slower firing speed, and plus 50% fire damage vulnerability on you. Which can be kind of a downside. But what do you do to avoid that? You avoid pyros, and there you go. Problem solved. And I feel like this weapon goes in conjunction really well with the Babyface's blaster, which is 40% more accurate, which is kind of weird, which I haven't used this weapon, but I'm assuming more accurate just means the spread is more condensed, because like all the other scatter guns, it's a hit scan weapon. So I'm assuming the pellets are just like more condensed to a central area. On hit, like when you hit an enemy, it builds boost, which boost, once your boost bar is full, lets you run up to double speed, but you are 35% slower when you are wearing it, and your boost resets on jump. Now, the boost doesn't load just with hitting with the scatter gun. The boost actually loads or gets full when you're using any sort of weapon to do damage to anybody. But with the 35% speed reduction, you are one of the slowest classes in the game. You're slightly faster than the soldier. You're here with the Boost at 0%, your speed is 86, which is faster than the soldier by 6%, slower than the pyro, slower than the demo man, a little faster than the heavy, slower than the NG, slower than the medic, slower than the sniper, and slower than the spy, which is kind of ridiculous. That makes you the third slowest class in the entire game when you're using this weapon. However, when your boost is at 100%, your movement speed is 172%, which is kind of scary. Because think about it, you know how fast a scout moves, right? You know how annoying they are to hit. They move, that's 133%. The scout now has the potential to move at 172%, which, put that in comparison. Oh my god, that's like terrifying. By comparison, I'm trying to think of something to compare that to. Which I can't think of anything to compare it to. Because this cat is the fastest thing in the world. Yeah, it's pretty damn fast. It's pretty terrifyingly fast. I guess maybe someone's perspective, Demoman with four heads on the Islander is 123%. But that's slower than the scout normally. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of ridiculous. But I don't know. I haven't actually used it, so I don't know how it is. But the boost resetting on jump sounds kind of bad to me, because as a scout, I jump around a lot. In fact, jumping around is probably the best scout tactic I can come up with, is just to continuously move, continuously not get shot by people. So when it resets on jump, I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know if that's a good thing, or I don't know if that's a bad thing. I don't know if that's, like, life or death situation. I don't know. I feel like if I were to use that, I would accidentally reset boost a lot, which could be potentially annoying. But let's move on to the Urban Professional Sniper. We get a new SMG! Yay! The Cleaner's Carbine. And a new sniper rifle, which I have actually used. I actually own one of these. The Hitman's Heatmaker. Which I'm going to talk about that. The Hitman's Heatmaker is fantastic. I love it. It is a great weapon. When you either kill somebody or assist in killing somebody, you gain this thing called focus, and I think it's about 3 actual kills to get your focus bar all the way up, and I'm not sure how many assists. Now that could potentially be very wrong, but I don't know. I haven't like really paid attention too much to it. I'm 3 kills or 9 assists in order to fill the focus bar entirely. I'm actually looking at the wiki right now because I am super professional. I thought it was about 3 kills, which it is. 9 assists, that sounds like a lot. But it's not, and it goes up pretty fast, actually, in retrospect. And when your focus bar is full, once you scope your sniper rifle and fire it, you will be stuck in focus mode for about maybe 5 seconds, it seemed like. Let's see if it's on here. I don't see it right now. Well, I'm not sure exactly how long you stay in focus mode. But when you're in focus mode, you cannot unscope, and you charge your shots 25% faster. Which is really nice, actually, and it fires kind of the tracer rounds like the Machina does. You know, like the little laser kind of thing. Which is, I mean, that has the same downsides as the Machina, I suppose, if you think about it. Which is like, you know, people will know where you are. Which, actually, now that I think about it, if people know exactly where you are, you're kind of a little screwed. Because if you fire a shot and miss, people are going to know exactly where you are. And you're going to be stuck in focus mode for a good while. Yeah, you're going to be stuck in focus mode for a while. And if they know exactly where you are, that can be an issue. Because, like, oh, he's right over there, and he's in focus mode. Time to beat him up with a market gardener or something like that, you know? But overall, I've used this weapon several times. And it's very nice. It's very fun to use. It's great. And headshot kills cause decapitation, which is hilarious. And minus 20% damage penalty on body shots, which is pretty rad. The Cleaner's Carbine, the new SMG, yay! On kill, you get 3 seconds of 100% critical shots, which sounds absolutely terrifying, to be perfectly honest. But also, it's got minus 20% clip size, which is instead of 25 shots, it is 20 shots, which is simple enough. 35% slower firing speed and no random crits. So its firing speed is, its attack interval is 0.135 seconds, which, if I'm not mistaken, the SMG is 0.1 seconds, I think, is the firing speed for the SMG. Yes, yes it is. The attack interval is off by like that much, 0.035 seconds, which makes sense. And the 100% critical chance, it's not, it's like the KGB, where if you kill somebody, you get the crits, but I'm pretty sure that's 5 seconds as opposed to 3. It's like with the KGB, and if you pull out another weapon, you get crits with that weapon, too. So, like, yeah, KGB is 5 seconds. So, like, if you kill somebody with the SMG, you could then potentially pull out, like, the Huntsman or something, somebody like that, and shoot a crit arrow for 375 damage, just flying at somebody's face, or any part of their body for that matter. It'll kill them anyway, unless they're like completely overhealed heavy or something like that. But regardless, or 360, not 375. Regardless, that's pretty dangerous. And I don't know if I'm gonna see myself using it because I'm in love with Jurati, but we'll have to see. You know, I haven't used it yet, but we'll have to see. And now the Dumpster Diver Soldier got the Beggar's Bazooka. And I've actually tested out this weapon. My friend had one, and he let me borrow it for a little while. And it's really weird. It's really weird. Hold fire to load up to 3 rockets. What does that sound like? Does that sound like you fire 3 rockets at a time? Well, you start out with 0 rockets in your clip, and you have to manually load each rocket by hitting fire. And it's not, and the loading isn't like a normal load where it's like kind of thing. It's like a, then you have a rocket. It's like, oh god, it's so painfully slow. And so you can't do any sort of like split second. Like if you turn around and there's somebody right behind you, there's no way you can just be like boom, boom, dead. You have to be like, oh god, now I just gotta load these rockets, and it's like, it takes like 2 years just to fire one rocket. Anyway, you can hold that fire button to load up to 3 rockets in your clip. And if you hold any more than that, your gun essentially explodes, taking you down to like, I think it was 60 health, something like that. I don't know, that only happened to me like once or twice. And then once you unleash that, it shoots 3 rockets, just like, it's crazy fast, it's scary. I found myself running out of ammo with this weapon a lot. You can't get ammo from dispensers, which might not seem like a huge deal, but it surprisingly is. I found myself running out of ammo a lot. And it's also got plus 3 degrees random projectile deviation, which at close range, that's like nothing. That's not even a big deal. But at really far range, that is kind of a huge deal. Because if you're shooting at a sniper across the map with a regular rocket launcher, if they don't see that coming and you aim it well, you can hit them right in the face. But with this thing, you fire the 3 rocket thing like doo-doo-doo at them. Those rockets go like, one goes like over there, one goes behind you, one, it's like, it's ridiculous, it's crazy. Rocket jumping with this is really difficult, and the only real way I can see this being helpful at all is if, like, taking out sentry nests, you know? Because it's just 3 rockets coming at you real fast, the engineer hardly will have time to react. And I feel like also, if a medic were to give you crits while you're doing the 3 shots, then that could potentially be terrifying. You know? Because that's just 3 guaranteed crit rockets coming at you right in your face in rapid succession. But also, why would you crit a Dumpster Diver Soldier? Their rate of fire is like 2 years per rocket. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's good for, like, turn a corner, taking out a lot of people. I don't know. I've not used it enough to make a judgment. New toy for the Pyro, the Scorch Shot. Flare knocks back target on hit and ignites enemy within a small radius, but minus 50% damage penalty. This weapon is bad. I've not used this weapon, but I've seen footage of this weapon, and I've seen friends who have used this weapon. And this weapon is bad. Base damage for the flare gun is 30 damage, and a crit is 90. Base damage with this thing is 15 damage, and a crit is 45. That's not a lot. Afterburn is 6 for 10 seconds. This does 3 damage for 10 seconds in Afterburn. Like, you know how Afterburn works. It's like, instead of 6 for, like, every second or whatever, it's 3. And the knockback is freaking weird. If you want to knock back somebody, use the compression blast. Like, everything about this weapon just seems counterintuitive. Like, I could maybe see it, like, somebody is on the point or something like that, you know? Or somebody, like, I'm like going back to special delivery right now. If somebody's on the little rocket elevator and you shoot this at them, that could potentially knock them off. But from what I've seen, they hardly go anywhere. It just kind of, like, maybe makes them, like, trip a little bit. Kind of makes, we're good. But then, like, nothing more than that. And I don't know. Just everything about this weapon confuses me and doesn't seem good. And I just, I don't know. But, I've only used two of these weapons, and I've only seen footage of the other ones. So, I've only used the Hitman's Heatmaker and the Beggar's Bazooka. So, I don't know. My opinions may change as once I actually use them. But we'll just have to see. And day 3, of course, we all know Meet the Pyro came out, which I'll get to that in a little bit. But I'm just gonna, from this point forward, assume that you've seen Meet the Pyro. Now, that being said, what the fuck? Like, what the actual penis is going on? Pyroland. Believe in magic. Every player who has played up to July 5th will get a free vintage pair of these things called Pyrovision goggles, which turn all of the textures and all of the little particle effects into, like, Candyland from hell. It's the best way I can describe it. It's so weird and so trippy. And if you wear these goggles, you just have to experience these goggles to know what it's like. You just have to use these yourself. Like, if you use these for a round and then take them off, everything is gonna look like total shit. Like, all the bright, you know, pastel pinks and greens of Pyroland are, oh my god, they're so weird compared to the grays and browns of what Team Fortress 2 normally looks like. It's just so bizarre. Like, I can't wrap my head around it at all. And this also has two not new weapons. A rain blower, which if you've seen Meet the Pyro, you know what I'm talking about. It's the flamethrower that shoots rainbows. That can only, and this weapon can only be seen if you're wearing the Pyrovision goggles. So if you're not wearing the goggles, it looks like just a regular flamethrower. And it has the exact same stats as the regular flamethrower. So, for all intents and purposes, it's just a regular flamethrower. And also the lolly chop, which if you've seen Meet the Pyro, you know what I'm talking about. It's just a reskin of the fire axe, but you can also only see that if you're in Pyroland vision. Pyrovision. The burning bongos, which is a miscellaneous, and the infernal orchestrina, whatever. It's also miscellaneous. And these things, who's gonna want these? I can guarantee you, in 5 months' time, if you go on a server, nobody's gonna be wearing Pyrovision goggles, and my phone is vibrating. Sorry about that. What was I saying? Anyway, I bet you, come several months' time, hardly anybody is even going to be wearing these Pyrovision goggles. It's like, I think they're just gonna be a gimmick for the next few weeks, then nobody's gonna wear them. So nobody's gonna see any of these items, so they sure as hell better not cost a lot. That's all I can say. I think that's all I have to say about Pyroland. Alright, I got another few things to talk about. I got Meet the Pyro to talk about. I got a little list here. Meet the Pyro, Q&A, and potentially one other thing. Potentially. So Meet the Pyro. What? I'm not gonna lie, I'm kinda disappointed. I always thought of the Pyro as a kind of a psychopath type character, you know? I always thought of him as kind of a psychopath type character, and when I see this video, it makes me think he's doing all the things that he's doing because he thinks other people are enjoying it, which really I find is totally contradictory to the entire of, I don't like it. jeez. I feel it's totally contradictory to, everything. Because it seems just like he's some nice guy who's like, oh, I'm just gonna give people freaking, rainbows and flowers because they enjoy it, and lock the medic in a shed and burn him alive, because that's what I do best, because I'm the Pyro. I don't know. See, on one hand, I'm rather upset they didn't go more into detail with who the Pyro is and what their character is. But on the other hand, I'm kind of glad they didn't, because that leaves for a lot, it leaves a lot of room more for speculation of what gender he, she, it is. So I don't know. Granted, that was twisted. That was freaking scary at some parts. Like that head tilt at the end when he's scorching the sniper, my god, that is borderline sadistic. Like, jeez Louise. By no means do I think it was the best Meet the Short, but neither do I think it was the worst. I don't think there really is a worst, because they're all pretty great, but certainly some are worse than others. It is my personal opinion that Meet the Medic is the absolute best, just because everything about that is just complete genius. But yeah, I don't know what to make of Meet the Pyro, really. I don't feel like I'm any more in touch with the Pyro, and I feel like they just took it as a joke. So I don't know what to think, but Tobor. There is a secret room on the new Doomsday map. Are you familiar with the secret room in Foundry with the picture of the robots and it's like top secret and all that stuff? There's a room exactly like that on Doomsday, but instead of red team, it's blue team. And it's the exact same pictures. And for those of you who don't know, there was supposedly a leak of Man versus the Machine robots. That may or may not be true, but supposedly there was. So this could either mean that that Valve's just teasing us some more, being real mean, or Pyromania isn't over. Which, I'd be happy if Pyromania wasn't over. It's day 4 now, if it's still going on. Perfect time for Man vs. Machine, I guess. I don't know. I just don't want it to end like this. I feel bad. I feel... Like, last night, I was playing with my friend. I was like, I just want to go to bed, man. I feel kind of shitty. Just because... Oh, I didn't even talk about the patch notes. Let me bring that up. Patch notes make me want to die. They did a lot of things to weapons. Gloves of Running Urgently removed self-damage over time penalty. Those who don't know, you took about 6 damage every 1 second when you had the Gru out. Heavy takes mini crits while active and for 3 seconds after switching away. And attack damage penalty reduced from 50 to 25%. Okay, I don't really know what to make of that. That's odd. Tommy Slav just totally took a dump all over the Tommy Slav. Spin-up speed bonus reduced from 40% to 10%, so there's pretty much no point in using the Tommy Slav anymore. I stopped using it ages ago. It was amazing when it came out. Now it's just going to gather dust next to Natasha. Oh well. Quick fix. Medic mirrors blast jump of their heal target. I don't know what that means. Does that mean that we're going to start seeing medics rocket jumping and sticky jumping around the map? I sure as hell hope not, because that is weird. I don't know what that's going to do. Crusader's crossbow. Reload speed time reduced by 40%. That's pretty cool. I don't especially use the crossbow, but it's kind of fun to use sometimes, especially under Groot, which, those of you who don't know, I often frequent Groot Keep because I like to demo pan people. But Cozy Camper regenerates 1 health per second, reduced movement penalty from 90% to 80%. Still, never going to use that. Don't care at all. Sticky Jumper and Rocket Jumper added flying sound to blast jumps, whatever that means. Conqueror, who cares? changed rage building source from damage done and damage received to only damage done, and rage builds for this item 25% faster. I never use the Conqueror. I don't know who I don't know a single person who frequently uses the Conqueror, but I don't care. Equalizer. Oh my god. They split the equalizer in half. I know they did that in beta before the equalizer even came out. So they removed the move speed modification on the equalizer. Now the equalizer has a new model and is just damage, attack damage increases while health goes down. They added a new weapon called the Escape Plan, which is speed increases while damage goes down. But all owners of the equalizer also got an escape plan, and if you owned a vintage equalizer, you got a vintage escape plan, and if you owned a strange equalizer, you got a strange escape plan. But equalizer, I didn't think it was overpowered. Did it really need this? Was it that bad? I'm definitely going to start using the Market Gardener now, and I'm being completely serious. Equalizer used to be my main, and now I don't even know. I feel like crying because they split it in half and just took a crap on both ends. Criticola. They straight up buffed the Criticola, added plus 25% increased movement speed while active, increased duration from 6 to 8 seconds, which is cool. Atomic Bonk. Pretty sure it's Bonk Atomic Punch. Increased duration from 6 to 8 seconds, which is nice. And oh my god, Pyro is overpowered now. All flamethrowers increased base damage by 10%. If Pyros weren't hard enough to deal with now, now they're even more powerful. Backburner removed plus 10% damage bonus attribute, and because of the base damage increase, my phone is vibrating again, because of the base damage increase, damage remains unchanged, and Degreaser added minus 10% damage penalty attribute, but because of the base damage increase, damage remains the same. And oh my god, the Phlogistonator, damage defense while taunting reduced from 90 to 75%. I want to die. Oh my god, Pyro. As if it wasn't hard enough to deal with Pyros, now it's even harder to deal with Pyros because they're gonna, as opposed to killing you in that, it's gonna be like, you didn't even hear the snap that time, did you? No, exactly, because you're dead. Because the freaking Pyro killed you. Oh my god, I just can't. I can't do it. I can't exist in a world like this. And I'm very, very upset. Want to get that out of the way. Okay. But alright, also there are a bunch of new hats added, but for the life of me, I can't find them anywhere. I don't know if they're in the Manco catalog. Wiki isn't showing them, because I'm checking the wiki right now, and it's apparently... The wiki has apparently totally crapped the bed, and isn't... Oh wait, there we go. Oh no, wait, here they are. No. Never mind, here are only some of them. Wait. Here are like a couple. I don't know. Apparently every new class, has hats now, which is pretty rad. Which I'm down with that. I mean, hats are hats. Hats are nice. I enjoy hats. Hats are a nice thing to have. I like hats. Blah, blah, blah. It's whatever. Now, on to the Q&A part of this podcast. What do you think is... Anonymous asks, what do you think is more overpowered, the Phlogistonator or the Backburner? Well, seeing as the Phlogistonator's got a plus 10% damage, thing. I feel like the back burner is still more overpowered because it not only has the compression blast, but has crits whenever you want them. Whereas the Phlogistonator gets crits under certain circumstances. Oh, okay, that's not true at all. The back burner gets crits. It's almost guaranteed to get crits if you're behind somebody. And the Phlogistonator only gets crits after you've done a certain amount of damage to somebody. But, like, I don't know. They're both annoying as hell to deal with. I think this question would be better if it was just, what do you think is more overpowered? Pyro before Pyromania? Or Pyro after Pyromania? And to that, I would have to say, Pyro is always overpowered. Who's your favorite TF2 commentator? Mine personally should be 2142. He is also my favorite Machinima employee, although that is not saying much, as I hate Machinima. Well, when I first got into the TF2 commentating, watching scene, it was IR Snipar, but he's kind of since not posted as many videos as he used to, and has a new screen name and all this other stuff. But right now is definitely Jerma985. He is, I love him, he's great, and after, right after that is Star. So, yeah, I've never really liked Shibby. I just never really liked him so much. I don't know, man. Not a big fan of Shibby. Sorry. Would you have sex with the Pyro if it was a girl? What about a girl? What? I'm not even joking. This is a question. Anonymous asks, would you have sex with the Pyro if it was a girl? What about a girl? If you're saying, would I have sex with a girl? Yeah, I would do that, but would I have sex with a pyro? Probably not, because they're insane and would probably chop my head off. Next question. Lodo Flances asks, ponies? No, man. I'm sorry, no. That's a resounding no. 50 Cal asked, I'd love to make a podcast. Still taking questions? Well, I was, but I suppose I'm still taking questions right now. Here's one. I'm a relatively new player, playing for a couple of weeks now, and I'm trying so damn hard to find bog standard vanilla servers. Searching the vanilla tag comes up with like 5 results. Any suggestions? I never go on vanilla servers. Sorry, I can't really help you, but I never really play on vanilla. I don't know, man. I've never really felt inclined to play on vanilla servers because I feel very vulnerable whenever the item server is down. And that's probably just me being an asshole because I wasn't there when TF2 only had stock weapons. But I never go on vanilla servers, so I'm sorry I can't really help you out, 50 Cal, but I'm sorry. Anonymous asked, soup? Well, that's not a question. But, I suppose I agree. Soup is pretty nice. Chicken noodle, represent. Your opinion on new weapons? Well, Ansel3 already said that. Anonymous asks, I was disappointed with Meet the Pyro. What about you? Already kind of talked about that, too. Another person asking about my favorite loadouts, essentially. Well, I don't really have favorite loadouts, because all loadouts are very situational, but I'll tell you what I am rocking now. If I know where to look. Ooh, don't actually have TF2 open right now. Well, for Scout, it's always Scattergun Mad Milk Frying Pan. That's what I do for Scout. I just feel like that's a great overall setup. For Soldier, used to be Rocket Launcher, Shotgun, Equalizer, but now it's kind of become Rocket Launcher, Gunboats, Market Gardener, because I like to copy Star. Pyro is Degreaser, Reserve Shooter, Extinguisher, but that might end up changing with recent events. Demoman, Lock and Load, Sticky Bomb Launcher, Islander, I think I use the Islander. I might use, just the pan or something like that. I don't know. Or if I'm demo knighting, it's totally different. I don't know. Heavy is Iron Curtain, which is just a reskin of the stock one, Sandwich, and either Fists of Steel or Eviction Notice. I go back between both of those because they're both very good melee weapons, I think. Engineer, I never really play Engineer. Engineer is probably my least played class. But if I am playing Engineer, it is usually Widowmaker, Luger Morph, Gunslinger. Because Widowmaker is a nice thing to use. Medic. I always do Medigun. I kind of switch back and forth between the overdose and the syringe gun. I'm not really great with either of them. But then I always use the Ubersaw. Always use the Ubersaw. Never anything else. Bonesaw is literally pointless to use because the Amputator and the Solemn Vow are literally straight, complete buffs of it. So the Bonesaw is totally worthless. And, like, ugh. Sniper is generally stock sniper rifle, Jurati, Bushwhacker. Or if I feel like Huntsman, Bushwhacker, Jurati. And Spy, usually stock revolver, knife, cloak, and dagger. But recently, I've kind of been using the Ambassador, Your Eternal Reward, Deadringer. That's a lot of fun to use. I really like that entire thing. So yeah, I think that's really all I got to say right now. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, be sure to shoot me a message being like, yo, that was pretty fantastic. I want to see another one of those. And I'll be like, yeah, you can see another one of those. I like making it. If I got something to talk about for the next 40 minutes, I'll do it again. Because that looks to be about approximately how long this is going to turn out. So yeah, thank you all very much. And over the course of Pyromania, I have gained like a good 20 followers, which is fantastic. I love you all amazingly, and especially the people who have been around since the beginning. Yeah, you're all great. Love you all. If you want to see more podcasts, shoot me a message, and I'll be like, psh, yeah, I'll do that. And so, I will see you guys later. Passive.